Bush. For president. Thanks very much, friends. We've had a wonderful time. Thank you. That was the Sam Bush Band, and if you want to hear more of them, they're going to be appearing at the Parting Glass in Saratoga, New York, this Tuesday night. So drop on by and say hello to them in Saratoga. Okay, well, I have here the Great Basket of Bluegrass, which you've probably seen many times before. And to get your name in here costs you nothing. All you have to do is go to the information booth, fill out a little slip of paper, and you become eligible for all the great raffles you've been seeing right before your eyes here on this stage. Now, you are a great audience, by the way. It's been a long time since I've seen such a great audience, but it's hard for me to believe that all of you fit in this little tiny box, so there must be a few of you out there who are holding out, who haven't entered the contest, and shame on you. You won't get a chance to win the prizes, and moreover, we use the names in this box, as you might guess, to populate the Winterhawk database. And it's through that database that we can get in touch with you next year to tell you about the great happenings at Winterhawk 1999. So you want to have your name in this box just for that alone. But for you folks who have already put your name in here, I'm about to give away a couple of prizes. So the first prize is Walt Michaels Music for Hammer Dulcimer cassette tape. And that goes to Sarah Corbett from Medford, New York. Sarah, are you out there? And you might, is that you, really? Wow, right up front. Well, congratulations. You can pick up this tape at the information booth. And I'm going to give away one more prize as well. A year's subscription to the great magazine Bluegrass Now. Let's see, dig down deep this time. And the winner is Carolee Hatfield from Stillwatch, New York. Carolee Hatfield, okay, congratulations. See how easy that was? So if your name is not in this little tiny box, please do so, so you can be eligible to win some prizes. And tomorrow at 12:30, we'll be giving away that great basket of bluegrass that I mentioned. And the prizes are many. I read a few before. There's a Hoss cowboy hat from Wandering Cowboys. There's a McIntyre acoustic pickup from McIntyre Pickups. What else is there? There's a back axe guitar carrying case and a pack basket from Catskill Mountain Pack Baskets. You know, one of those papoose-style baskets. Lots of stuff. So be on hand tomorrow at 12:30. Make sure your name is in this box. Of course, as I've been mentioning, these are not the only raffles. There's a Stelling banjo going to be given away in just a few hours. And the proceeds from that raffle go to benefit the Bill Vernon Memorial Scholarship Fund. Bill Vernon, of course, was an MC here at the festival and used to do this shift, in fact. So we miss you, Bill. And there's a Martin guitar that'll be given away at the same time, 12:30 tomorrow, and the proceeds from that will go to benefit the Winterhawk Children's Program. And there'll also be a Gibson mandolin, a beautiful Gibson mandolin, handmade mandolin, proceeds of which will go to benefit the IBMA Trust Fund. Each chance costs $5, and if you go home with one of these instruments, you better believe you'll be one happy camper. So if you haven't bought a ticket, you ought to think about it. Now, speaking of instruments, any of you banjo players out there? Anybody play the banjo? Yeah, well, my condolences, but you might be interested in this. Tony Trischka, banjo player extraordinaire, is going to be holding a banjo retreat in New Paltz, New York on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's a small, intimate affair, so you may want to book your spot now if you're a banjo player. It's all 3 days. Lots of banjo instruction. It claims they have a professional massage available on site, as well as a sauna, a rock climbing wall, and it also claims that there'll be uninterrupted banjo bliss. Now, I don't know what that is exactly, but I suppose if you're a banjo player, you probably know what that is, and you're going to want to attend that. So, Tony Trischka, Banjo Retreat, New Paltz, New York, August 28th, 29th, and 30th of this year. If you've been shopping up on the Bluegrass Mall here, you'll know there are some great vendors, and I had a couple of quick announcements about things that are going on there. The photographs at Robert Corwin's photo gallery have all been reduced to 50% without the frames. So I don't know if Robert Corwin is still open tonight at this hour, but this promotion will be going on tomorrow as well. So if you want to pick up one of these great bluegrass photographs, now's the time to do so. And while we're speaking of price cutting and sales, Fiddler's Choice, who's celebrating their 20th anniversary, is slashing prices as well. Go on up and visit Elena, and she may sell you an instrument or some picks or who knows what at reduced prices as part of their 20th anniversary celebration. So you won't want to miss that. And anybody here from Boston? All right. Howdy, neighbor. I'm from Boston. Boston. Well, on September 12th and the 13th on the Boston Common, there will be the first annual Boston Folk Festival. Many great acts, but of special note to this crowd, J.D. Crow and the New South, the Freight Hoppers, who you saw here on this stage, and Skip Gorman will be appearing. So mark that on your calendar, September 12th and the 13th on the Boston Common. All right, well, we'll be back in just a couple minutes with the final act of tonight's show, so don't go away.